My honor to call on stage Mr. Srikanth Karnakota for the opening address. He's the Director of Serve and Cloud Business, Microsoft. Please welcome him with a round of applause.
Thank you. Good morning, Pune. That was not like it. A very good morning, Pune, again. Great. Very, very exciting day. To be a part of the day two of the Azure conference. We had phenomenal fun, great learning all across yesterday. And here today is an exciting day for many, many reasons. Of course, this is the day two of the Azure conference. But there is one thing that's happening as we are speaking all right now. This is the thing. I know all of you are interested. We will be running regular updates for all of you across the board, so you can be tuned in for this. Thank you. But let's do one fun thing very quickly. We are at the cusp, and I think we are going to recreate history if India brings the cup or retains the cup again this year. So in order to help them, let's do a quick exercise. So I'm just going to split this room into two halves. This half is on the left-hand side, and from here is on the right. And I would like us to cheer India to not just win this match, but really go and win the cup as well. So let's do a quick exercise. Who will cheer louder for India? Let's start with the group on the left. So on my cue, India, India, okay? That's how we're going to start. So left group, shout.
India, India.
That was not loud, guys. One more time.
India, India.
Great. Group on the right, we got to beat them. See how you can do it better. Go for it.
India, India.
Man, that was reverberating. Excellent. Great. But we all know, we all together want India to win, not just today, but with the World Cup. So together, let's do it for once. All of us.
India!
India! Excellent, guys. I think that's a lot of good cheer for India to make all the way there through. So let's hope for some wonderful things to be happening as we live through the day. But it was not just an exciting day yesterday. It was a lot of fun, a lot of learning that came in. Those pictures are speaking the words, but much more. You had a lot of excitement all through the day, and I would like to just bring it to life through a video that we captured. So roll on the video, please.
Which is heavier, 1 kg of gold or is it 1 kg of cotton?
Gold.
What?
1 kg of gold?
Gold.
1 kg of gold is heavier than cotton?
Gold.
1 kg of gold.
Gold.
1 kg of gold.
1 kg of cotton.
I'm a rock star.
Which mouse has 2 legs?
A computer mouse.
Human being?
Mickey Mouse.
The mouse of computer. Left and right click buttons.
Arey, wo to Mickey Mouse hota hai.
Computer mouse.
Okay, which duck has 2 legs?
I don't remember.
Donald Duck.
Arey, wo Donald Duck tha.
Actually, Donald Duck is my favorite, so that's all.
Which is heavier, 1 kg of gold or 1 kg of cotton?
They're the same.
Both are the same.
Both are same.
Which mouse has 2 legs?
No mouse has 2 legs.
All ducks.
Every duck has 2 legs.
Every duck has 2 legs.
Now tell me, Ashoka Stambh mein kitne tiger hote hain?
Tiger nahi hote, lion hote hain.
4.
4.
Sir, tiger nahi, lion hote hain. 4.
Here we go.
Great. So as you have seen, it was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and a lot of learning that went in a set of sessions that we did yesterday. And clearly, this is a momentous occasion as not only India is embracing cloud and really going digital. But I would just want to take a quick step back and focus past on some of the defining moments, some of those technology inflection points which really changed our industry. They basically created such massive impact that were those turning points in the history of the technology industry. It started first with the PC revolution, Bill Gates' vision to have a PC on every desk. And you know what? Rest is history as well. Of course, the client-server revolution came in well, different ways of how connected systems were able to talk, interact, and that paved the way for the further level of computing revolution that came in. But the one that was democratized all definitely was the web, the internet. I think it made the world a smaller, a more connected place across the board and really changed the way people consume IT, look at IT in a very different lens. Not just IT, apps, social, a lot of those big technology shifts that we're talking today took birth around this revolution that started years back. But there's one technology that I do feel also seeded in a significant way to the big cloud shift that we are seeing in today, and that's virtualization. Really, it set the bar around how you're gonna recover costs, do more with what you have, and set the path for putting up together the cloud economics that we keep talking in today as well. But undoubtedly, if you look at all of these technology inflection points, if you look at ones that really stuck, ones that didn't change, there were many that came in, there were many fads that are part of the hype cycle, but the one that stuck are the ones that really got the economic benefit to the customer. And that's why we believe cloud is here to stay for sure, because it is proven, the kind of benefits it brings, cost, agility, and the focus that people are able to derive by cloud, it's real. It's super real, it's happening in today, and we are seeing it in every day, every aspect of our lives. But there's one thing why I'm making you walk through this transition as to how these inflection points came in. If there has been this change around these inflection points, there was one big constant all across, and that's this. Microsoft has always enabled developers and IT professionals all through these inflection points to be very successful. And it's all about you. All about you folks creating those fantastic apps, figuring out the next generation of computing paradigms to deploy those scenarios. And that ecosystem is what we have continuously enabled, fostered, empowered, day in and out. And that has been one of our strengths, and it's an honor to be able to do that continuously at every touch point of the inflection that I talked in the technology world. And in fact, if we were to just take a step back and look at what would this industry be without IT pros and developers? Really? Would there be an industry? Just if you look at this question, there won't be. Without IT professionals and developers building around the platforms that are getting created, you won't have an industry so robust, so dynamic that's changing all the while. So you are indeed the true heroes of this world and the world that are gonna come as we look forward. I'm just gonna take a minute and share the story of one of such heroes, a very, very young guy who literally embraced cloud and redefine the way he looks at life as both at the professional front and the personal front. So roll on the video, please.
I've always liked to build stuff, ever since I was a little kid. I think I was about 10. When I first saw my dad write a macro on Excel. I mean, he just typed in a couple of lines of code and poof, there was something amazing on the screen right then. That was the moment that I decided that I had to try my hands at coding. I mean, coding is such an elegant and logical way of solving a problem, and I love that. I love solving problems. I love building stuff from nothing. My first startup, Wiredin, that's what it's all about. Usually teachers and students are a one-way street. So in 2013, my friend and I decided to launch Wiredin. It's a platform based on Microsoft Azure, which allows teachers and students to communicate freely over the internet. So I'm pretty happy with that, but I'm itching to do more. Azure's Internet of Things excites me. I can't wait for the HoloLens API to become open to developers. It is simply incredible. We live in exciting times. By the time I'm 25, I wish to have a startup that can be of use to every single person in this country. That's my dream. What's yours?
It's absolutely an inspiring story. And what you just saw, Rahul, was just on the professional side of the world, he being an entrepreneur, a dreamer, a student working on really hacking on the cloud to create those scenarios. At the home front, his mother was a diabetic. Literally, he has created an app just in a matter of a week that regularly monitors her insulin rate, the sugar rate, and gives those live feed inputs. The moment she walks into her home, he literally knows, you know, how she's doing on that particular day. It's fabulous. And that's the connectivity he has enabled. It's truly hacking away to the cloud. These are the folks that inspire us. These are the people who are going to create magic as you look at platforms and the cloud platform that we talked about, leveraging the power of that as we go in. And we salute all of them across the board. But there's one thing that I continuously reinforce. The inflection touch points, the enablement of this ecosystem, we are going to continue the same with Azure. What you've seen and witnessed yesterday is just a tip of the iceberg. There is a whole ecosystem that we are enabling across developers, IT professionals, with training, readiness, sessions, and we are going to share a lot more through the day around these enablement scenarios. But I would really want to call about our efforts. So our efforts in enabling and empowering you just come at these three levels. It's about getting you the readiness and the learning that's required for the new technologies that's coming in, programs like Azure Vidyapeeth, programs like Microsoft Valuable Professionals, and of course, MBA. These are the things that will get you that kind of trainings. The latest and the best of the platform is being taught free. You can just learn more and more about it, get new skills, new competencies around the board, but much more importantly, even use all of this to advance your careers. Because in this new world, there's massive opportunity right across. And these are those enablers that we have readily available for you, all the way from clinics to accelerators, so that you can get more and more of this learning happen. And on this note, I would like to just take a moment to thank that special group of people who work tirelessly, selflessly, every day to build this community all up. And that's a group of my most valuable professionals that Microsoft has. I'd request if you can please stand up here, and I would like the team to give a round of applause to these folks. You're simply the best.
Better than all the rest.
Yeah. We need more of these ambassadors, more of these evangelists. And as you see, the diaspora, the change, the rate of the platform we are bringing in needs more of these people to just go and work with us and work with all of you to make and bring the change along. So with that, I would like to leave on a note that's really changing the landscape of our industry per se, and that's the paradigm shift that you're seeing around the developers and the IT professionals world. A lot of people have raised this question here, what's the future of the IT professionals in the cloud world? It's just growing big. IT professionals will end up doing a lot of the coding development work that used to happen because infrastructure has become the code now. You can, it's programmable infrastructure. Developers are working hand in glove to bring the knowledge of the IT pros into the curve because the first time you're going to architect these applications, you have to plan for cloud scale, think cloud. And those kind of capabilities are the ones that they can learn far more deeply with the system engineers, with the IT professionals that is right there. So the lines are blurring. And that's a fantastic opportunity to cross-leverage, to learn from each other, grow on these competencies, and all the capabilities that I talked about, all the programs that we have, that are there to help you grow, to help you learn, and of course, help advance your careers. So thank you all. Have a great day. We have an exciting day two presentations and agenda lined up. And of course, you will get the news about the Harley in the keynote, in the closing note that we are going to have it on the end of the day. Thank you all. Have a great day ahead.